This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Not all the movies, music, and books we love are subtle. That's why we're reserving this week for the big, bombastic, brassy, and trashy. Big and bombastic should cover us today as we hear the stories behind two of the biggest and most inscrutable ballads in pop history, Stairway to Heaven and MacArthur Park. We start with MacArthur Park. Why was that darn cake left out in the rain? The person best equipped to answer that is Jimmy Webb, who wrote the words and music. The song sure did well for him. Three versions made it to the charts, by Richard Harris, The Four Tops, and Donna Summer. Webb is revered by many young songwriters. His other hits include By the Time I Get to Phoenix, The Wichita Lineman, Didn't We, Up, Up, and Away, and The Worst That Could Happen. He got his start in the business as a staff songwriter from Motown. MacArthur Park and Stairway to Heaven are two of the most like baffling lyrics in in the history of pop songs. So let's go over the lyric a little bit.
Let's don't.
No, we have to.
Anyway, go ahead. I know we have to do this.
We have to do this. So, you know, with my apologies here, you know, here we go. MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green icing melting down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can make it, but it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have the recipe again.
I don't think that I can take it because it took so long to bake it.
Sorry. So, I mean, God, you know, you rewrite it in your mind, and that's the way you sing it to yourself.
Anyway, you can freely substitute. I don't really think it matters that much.
What were you thinking about when you wrote this? What is it?
Well, I was thinking about the end of a love affair, in a very lurid sort of melodramatic terms, because this whole love affair had taken place in and about the environs of MacArthur Park in Los Angeles, which in those days was this kind of lovely little park with ducks and boats there, and it passed for a romantic place when one was a teenager. And so, really, I make no defense of the lyrics of MacArthur Park. They were written in a hallucinogenic era when actually such lyrics are quite common, and most of them don't need to be defended, really. It was just part of a lot of kind of careless lyric writing.
It's interesting, you know, it does have this, you know, kind of like trippy lyric about the cake melting in the rain and everything. And, you know, Richard Harris had the hit, and he, you know, I don't think he struck anybody as being particularly of, you know, like the groovy psychedelic era. So it was kind of odd matching in a way.
He thought he was.
Mm-hmm. Well, judging from, I'm looking at the album jacket of the CD reissue, and I don't know if this is the same thing that was on the album, but there's a picture of him in a park. I don't know if it's the park.
Yeah.
Wearing like a black
looking
robe.
Very sullen.
Yes, is seated in this kind of throne.
Yes.
With a red headband tied around his forehead.
Yeah, he saw himself that way too. He always saw himself on a throne. In fact, he ended his career playing kings. He played Caesar and then in Harry Potter, he was playing the king of the magicians, but he was a king.
Well, let's hear Richard Harris's version of your song, MacArthur Park.
Oh, let's do.
Spring was never waiting for us, girl. It ran one step ahead as we followed in the dance. Parted pages and were pressed in love's hot fevered iron like a striped pair of pants. MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again. Oh no. I recall the yellow cotton dress. dress foaming like a wave.
That's Richard Harris's hit recording of MacArthur Park, a song written by my guest Jimmy Webb. What did you think when Donna Summer had her hit disco version of MacArthur Park?
Well, I was not a great disco fan, but I am a great Donna Summer fan, and I think she's got these great pipes, and she really sang the song. It was the only number one record I've ever had in the United States.
Really?
And I remember the day it went number one, and I remember what I did. I hired a limousine, and I drove around Hollywood all day long saying to myself, I have the number one record. I'm number one. I'm number one. I'd roll down the window, and the guy next to me, I'd say, I'm number one. And they're going, who is that guy? Is he nuts? I'm number one. Hey.
Donna Summer. I spoke with Jimmy Webb last winter.